Thank you and good afternoon. Fire season is underway and crews have already been hard at work containing wildfires over the past few days. CAL FIRE Del Norte Humboldt have been out on Bald Hills Road 15 miles east of Highway 101 in Oryx since 7:30 this morning, containing a forest fire that started around that time, and the fire has already burned 37 acres. Meanwhile, a large wildfire in the Gaskee District, known as the Devil's Fire, has been 100% contained, and crews have been patrolling the perimeter to eliminate the remaining smaller fires in the area. Lightning across the Six Rivers National Forest the last 2 days have started at least 20 wildfires, and Forest Supervisor Merv George said that with the amount of lightning that we've had, there may be more fire starts that we just don't know about yet. Two men who were having car trouble at the intersection of Jackson Ranch Road and Samoa ended up in county jail Tuesday afternoon. A deputy on routine patrol on Old Samoa Road in Arcata noticed the two men were having car trouble and reached out to them to see if they needed assistance. After the deputy saw growing marijuana plants inside the car, however, he detained both 33-year-old Shad Sovereign and 25-year-old Michael Ayers. The deputy discovered that Sovereign was on state probation and had a search and seizure clause. The deputy discovered 95 marijuana plants in a jewelry cabinet which contained $4,000 in jewelry, along with a note with the name of the woman who owned the cabinet. After contacting the woman to confirm that the cabinet was indeed hers, Sovereign and Ayers were booked into county jail on various charges. The County Drug Task Force is investigating the site of a large-scale marijuana growing operation in the 2800 block of Alder Point Road that was discovered on Tuesday. Along with Fish and Wildlife and CAL FIRE, the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at the property and no people were located. However, agents located 19 large greenhouses that were using cultivation methods consistent with growing marijuana. Nearly 5,000 plants that were ready for harvest were discovered and confiscated. The amount of marijuana confiscated at the scene had a street value of approximately $7 million. Numerous environmental violations were discovered as well, and no arrests have been made at this time. Public input is sought for the new Health and Human Services Director. Dan Squire has more.
The county has scheduled a public meeting for June 23rd at the Ag Center in Eureka as the search for a Director of Health and Human Services begins. Phil Crandall will retire in January of 2016 after 30 years in public service and as the director of the department since it was formed as an independent agency in 2001. The county has hired a consulting firm to assist in the search for a new director, and Supervisor Rex Bone will host the public meeting to gather input from the public about the characteristics they would like to see in the new director. The meeting will be held from 5 until 6:30 on Tuesday, the 23rd.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On June 20th, Veterans for Peace will be launching the historic Golden Rule vessel back into the ocean after a four-year restoration project of the boat. Originally made in the 50s, the Golden Rule was the very first environmental and peace vessel to go out to sea. After decades of history, some of which includes interposing between the U.S. government and atmospheric testing of nuclear weapons, the Golden Rule ended up in the Humboldt Bay in 2010, according to Veterans for Peace associate member Helen Jacquard.
It ended up in Humboldt Bay. And in 2010, it was caught in a storm. It was improperly tied to a dock. And this huge storm bashed it against the piling and broke a hole in her hull, and she sank. Then Leroy Zerling of Zerling and Zerling Marine Services drug her up on shore.
After it was brought to shore, Jacquard said that Veterans for Peace did research on the boat's history and decided it should be a restoration project.
Eventually, Veterans for Peace found out about her, and a few members decided that they would see if this could be a restoration project. So they brought a shipwright out who said that the planks and the hull and the keel were basically sound, and yes, she could be restored.
For the last couple of weeks, Veterans for Peace, among others, have been putting the finishing renovations on the Golden Rule before its launch date. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.